We're in uncharted territory with stay-at-home orders for the local government areas of Orange, Blaney, Cabon. Now, the boss out there, as far as the coppers are concerned, is Jeff McKechnie, New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner, Western Region. He's on the line. Assistant Commissioner, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ray.
Well, mate, we're in uncharted territory with all your poor constituents out there having to stay at home. They haven't had to do it before. How's it being handled?
Look, yeah, as you know, Ray, the people of that area, the Central West, and I'd say all of Western Region, you know, are very resilient, resourceful people. And, yeah, this is going to throw up some challenges for us as a community and as a police force as well. But, you know, we can meet it. We've got to work on it for 7 days, meet that challenge and get out the other end. So I haven't heard of any issues arising to date. There's some long lines around testing sites, which is great news. Again, country people jumping on, getting tested as they should if they've got any symptoms at all. And I'm confident that we'll work through whatever issues arise. You know, with the community, with the local councils down there, they're all great people, and we'll get this done.
Mm. Now, the good news is this morning from the media conference, in the last 24 hours, there have been no new recorded cases in those areas of Orange, Blaney, Cabon. So that's really good news, and we hope that continues to be the case as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, the thing started off in Blaney with that, you know, one individual, and thankfully he resides at Molong, and we haven't had any sort of contacts at Molong, and then he's visited those locations in Orange over, you know, what are probably pretty short periods of time, over 2 days. So with the contact tracing, you know, with the compliance with the QR codes that we get in regional New South Wales, you know, I'm pretty confident we can nail down a lot of those close contacts early on. And, you know, with these orders that are in place and the stay home, stay safe message, you know, in that 7 days, we need to work really hard to get rid of this thing.
And in all those locations, it's been bitterly cold over the past 48 hours as well, and getting colder, by the look at leading into the next couple of days as well.
Mate, it is freezing here in Dubbo, I can tell you. So I'm not sure what it's like in Orange. I'm not going down there at the moment, not just because it's cold, but because it creates logistical issues for us. Because if you go to Orange, from outside those three LGAs, if you enter one of those LGAs, obviously you're then subject to that stay-at-home order when you return home. So we're urging people, you know, unless it's absolutely crucial, that you don't go to those areas at all, because you will find yourself subject of those stay-at-home orders when you come back.
Well, I hadn't thought about that. You're based in Dubbo, so you can't travel into them without quarantining yourself. So you've got to leave it to your officers in those three municipalities to look after the people. I'm sure they will. And the level of cooperation you'll find, I know, having broadcast to the area for a long time, will be good. The people will look after you, and they'll look after themselves as well. Thanks for talking to me, Jeff. All the best, mate. Stay warm.
Thanks, Ray. Cheers.
Thanks. Jeff McKechnie, New South Wales Police Assistant Commissioner, Western Region. He's the commander out there at Dubbo.